USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 29 people have been killed by mass shootings in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, and dozens in both cities have been injured. 9 people died in Dayton at the hands of a gunman. Mayor Nan Whaley.
Clearly the question has to be raised, why does Dayton have to be the 250th mass shooting in America?
In El Paso, the investigation continues around the shooting at a Walmart. Thousands of people were inside the store when the 21-year-old gunman opened fire. He's in custody and is cooperating with investigators. Police Chief Greg Allen.
Yes, he was forthcoming with information. He basically didn't hold anything back. Particular questions were asked, and he responded in the way it needed to be answered.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering flags across the state to be lowered through August 8th. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.